Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Last week we had a guest preacher, and in case you weren't here to hear what she had to say, I'm just going to do a quick synopsis and then I'll move on for the text for today. But Miss Liesl Knox came, and she comes from Faith Lutheran Church in Wabasha, and she was here to speak on one of our synod's recent initiatives called the Developing Leaders Initiative. And here's why. Because in our synod alone, in the next 3 years, 35 of our pastors will be eligible for retirement. So that means in the next 3 years, they can start entering into that stage. But in the next 10 years, for sure, we're going to be 35 pastors short. And so she came to talk about the Leading Together Initiative, which supports the developing leaders process, with the goal of raising up 35 new pastors, deacons, and lay leaders for our congregations in the next several years. So if you feel so moved, I know we do have some of these envelopes out on the table in the narthex, or you can go to our synod's website, smsemnsynod.org, and you can donate online if you wish to. But please do prayerfully support this process, because it's going to take time. It's going to take prayer and training, and it's going to take some financial support of our members to try to raise up new leaders for the gospel. Because that's really what we're getting at today, right, in our readings, is the fact that God expects us to be his faithful servants. And we hear in our readings today both a warning and an opportunity. Now, where do we hear the warning? Right off from the bat, the prophet Zephaniah says this. He says, "Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the people who rest complacently on their dregs, those who say in their hearts, 'The Lord will not do good, nor will he do harm.'" Here we have a clear warning not to be lazy, not to grow complacent in our lives, to be like those in Zephaniah's day who fooled themselves by saying, God's not going to bother. God's not going to do good. God's not going to do harm. God's not involved. Well, I'm sorry. That's not the sort of God whom we worship. That's not the sort of God we have. The God we have in Jesus Christ cares very deeply about us. Yes, God cares very deeply about what we do with our lives. God also cares very deeply about how we care for our neighbors and this world God has entrusted us to care for. God does not want us to take our lives, our time, and our abilities, or the fate of this world, for that matter, for granted. God does not want us to waste our time and our talents, because life goes by very quickly. And when we die and go and meet our Lord, God will want to know, "What did you do with the life I gave you? What did you do with the life I gave you? What did you do with the talents I gave you? How did you treat your neighbor? How did you treat this world that I created?" God does not want us to be complacent. Instead, we should all stop and think about how we are using our time, our talents, and our treasure. Are we using these gifts that God has given us to honor the Lord and serve our neighbors or not? And if not, why not? You know, it's very easy to kill an hour just sitting down and watching TV, right? I've done that many a time, trust me. So maybe we should stop and consider, how else can I use my time? It's very easy to go out and blow $20. Well, on Thanksgiving Eve, we're going to receive an offering to support people rebuilding their lives. Maybe the money can go towards that instead of something else we might have wasted it on. God has given us all talents. The question is, are we using those talents to honor the Lord and serve our neighbors, or are we just keeping those talents to ourselves? It's time to take stock of our lives. We see this warning not to grow complacent, not to misuse God's gifts, again in the gospel, where Jesus tells us the parable of the talents. Now, to a modern ear, when I say talent, what comes to your mind? Anyone? If you have a talent, you have Boy, you're a quiet Lutherans. If you have a talent, you have an ability to do something, right? I would think most people in 2017 hear talent and they think, oh, this is an ability. This is something I can do, right? But in Jesus' context, a talent was actually a huge sum of money, okay? So if you were a laborer, we got folks out in the field harvesting today. If you spent the whole day out harvesting crops and you came back in, your employer in Jesus' time would pay you one denarius, okay? 5 talents was worth 30,000 of these coins. 5 talents was worth over 82 years worth of salary. So if you worked day in, day out, 365 days a year for 82 years, that's what 5 talents is. That's how much money the master entrusted the slave before leaving. And to another slave, he gave 2 talents, which would have been 32 years worth of salary. And to the last slave, he gave 1 talent, which would be 16 years worth of salary. The point being, the master entrusts his slaves with huge amounts of money and then leaves, right? Without any instruction on how to use or invest the talents, and the master leaves. But after a while, the master returns, and then there's an accounting. Then we get the serious question of what have you done with what you've been given? Judgment. We don't talk a lot about judgment in the church much these days. We don't talk about the judgment of God much anymore. More often than not, we'll hear a sermon on the graciousness of God, the gifts of God, the mercy of God, or the ways that God helps us through life. We don't often hear many sermons anymore about the judgment of God, the accountability of God. And yet both the prophet Zephaniah and our Lord Jesus Christ say, here's your warning. God has given us all talents. God has given us all our lives, and there will be an accounting. How did you use the life I gave you? And yet, underlying these clear warnings of judgment and accountability that we crystal clear here in our readings for today, you also hear an opportunity, right? Because there is a question that underscores our readings today. What have you done with what you've been given? Now, I expect that some of you, when you hear that question, also hear an opportunity. Yes, Zephaniah tells us not to be complacent. Yes, Jesus tells us to use our talents wisely. But when you hear the question, what have you done with what has been given to you? There's also an opportunity here. It's an opportunity for us to show God that we are responsible. It's an opportunity for us to show God that we understand that our lives matter. It's an opportunity for us to show God that we appreciate all that he has entrusted into our care and have done our best to use those gifts wisely. Now, each of us has only been given so many gifts, and we know that we only live for a little while. And the more that I live, especially the time I spend in hospitals and nursing homes, I realize that life goes by very quickly. Life is short. Life is precious. And when we die, God's going to ask us a question. What have you done with what you've been given? Your life counts, brothers and sisters. Your life matters. And what you do with your life matters to God and to others. We know that our life matters because Jesus tells us there will be an accounting of our lives. Well, if our lives didn't matter, Jesus wouldn't bother asking us what we did with our lives, right? But the truth is that our lives do matter. And this is why Jesus promises us there will be a time of judgment. There will be a time of accountability. So when you leave church today and go back out and resume your lives, understand this. What you say, what you do, how you live your life matters. You matter. Because God is working through your lives to accomplish what God wants to get done in this world. God has blessed you all with talents. So don't be like that scaredy cat who took his one talent and buried it in the ground. Whether it's your time, your talents, or your treasures, don't be afraid to use what God has given you to bless others with in this life. And also, don't be afraid to share the love of Jesus with others. God has given us the greatest gift of all, which is the gospel, and he asks us to share this news with other people. So yes, you can tell people Jesus loves you. Yes, you can invite people here to church. I think the most effective way is to do what St. Francis advised. St. Francis was famous for saying, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. So in other words, it's the way you live your life. It's the way you use your time and your talents and your treasures. It's the way you treat other people. It's the way you treat this world that is the strongest witness to the gospel. So God has blessed each of you with talents. And whether it's one talent or 20 talents, all those talents are to be invested, to be used for God's purposes in the world. God has given you all that you need to do good with God in this world. And one day you'll get the opportunity to stand before God's judgment throne with honesty and integrity and say, Lord, here is what I've done with my life. This is my way of saying thank you. Amen.